Began his career in New Jersey, moved to Nevada, and spent 30 years on the job. Fascinating guy. TheWoundedBlue.com. Check it out. TheWoundedBlue.com. But anyway, he was on with Jesse Waters late yesterday afternoon, and his reaction to the Paul Pelosi attack aftermath. This is cut number one. Our buddy Randy Sutton on Fox News Channel last night.
As a law enforcement professional, what strikes you about this case?
Well, there's a great deal that we don't know clearly. There's a couple things that in reading the affidavit that is very interesting. You know, we're dealing with a suspect who is clearly, a few branches, you know, free of a tree, and he's clearly an EDP, an emotionally disturbed person with an extensive history, both a criminal history and a mental history as well. So the question that you posed earlier about why is he still in the country when he was an illegal alien? That's really a valid question, and it shows that the Newsom sanctuary state policy is leading to more and more crimes, as this is a perfect example. Now, in the affidavit, there was something very interesting. You asked about the glass being on both sides. According to what I read, there not only was this panes of glass, but there was film on the glass, which is often used to make it more difficult to break in. So the fact that there is there's glass on both sides. However, now I've investigated a ton of burglaries and forcible entries using glass. That is not that unusual, quite honestly, Jesse. It's when you smash out something, especially when there's film attached to it, it doesn't just fall in one place. So I'm not really concerned about that. Now it's interesting that the FBI affiant in this has only been an FBI agent since 2019. Kind of surprises me that they would assign to such a high-profile case.
Wait a second. You're saying this woman is brand new? They put a freshman FBI agent in charge of one of the biggest federal attempted murder cases in years?
I'm looking at the affidavit right here, and in the affidavit, it says that she has been an agent since 2019. So that kind of surprised me. That stuck out at me very, very quickly.
I tell you, I love Randy. Randy Sutton's one of the best dudes, and to me, he is a personal hero because he served honorably for many, many, many years, for decades. Really good guy. I want you to hear Kari Lake real quick. Because Kari Lake was on with Tucker Carlson last night on why Liz Cheney and her attack ad against her in Arizona has backfired. This is cut number seven. Go.
I don't know that I have ever voted for a Democrat, but if I lived in Arizona, I absolutely would. You have a candidate for governor, Kari Lake. You have a candidate for Secretary of State, Mark Fincham, both of whom have said that they will only honor the results of an election if they agree with it. And if you care about the survival of our republic, we cannot give people power who will not honor elections.
I've never voted for a Democrat. Well, of course, Liz Cheney is a left-wing Democrat. Let's stop lying. So in response to that ad, Kari Lake wrote this letter to Liz Cheney. It begins, quote, "Dear Liz, thank you for your generous in-kind contribution to my campaign. Your recent TV ad urging Arizonans not to vote for me is doing just the opposite. Our campaign donations are skyrocketing and our website nearly crashed from the traffic." Kari Lake is running for governor of Arizona. As noted, she joins us tonight. Kari Lake, thanks so much for coming on. Is that true?
That's true. Liz Cheney now is officially my biggest fundraiser to date. We've raised $500,000 since she did the anti-endorsement, and people are still flocking to our website, KariLake.com, and donating. It's been an incredible boom for us in fundraising. So I got to extend a big thank you to Liz. And at this rate, Tucker, we might have to invite her to our inaugural ball because we're going to have to thank her for bringing in so much fundraising money for us.
Well, but you'd think it's a little weird since she is a congresswoman still from Wyoming She's got a lot of hobbies. She could be planning a new invasion of Somalia or something, but she's attacking you. She's very focused on you. Why? Why is that, do you think?
Well, I think the same reason I'm being attacked by the media. I'm speaking the truth. I mean, you talked about it in your monologue tonight. We can't talk about all these issues because the media has told us they're prohibited. You know, you can't talk about vaccines. You can't talk about elections. You can't talk about Paul Pelosi. Exactly. And now you can't talk about Nancy Pelosi. And you can't talk about the elections. And you can't talk about COVID. And I'm talking about all those things because I still believe we have a little bit of the First Amendment left. But I'm dangerous. That's right. To people like Liz Cheney and the folks that she hangs out with. And they want to stop people like me.
She is my new personal hero. And by the way, she's easy on the eyes, too. But she is poised. She's articulate. She knows how to raise money. She raised $500,000 off of that anti-endorsement by Liz Cheney. Thank you, Liz Cheney. Thank you. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Don't forget, I've still got tickets to the wine experience, the 19th annual wine experience at UNLV at the Thomas and Mack Center. I'll be giving those away coming up in our next half hour. How's about that? Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
At 131, as we check out our conditions on area roadways right now, traffic is actually fairly light through the resort corridor of Interstate 15 between Oakey and Sunset. Still, if you're riding by yourself, you can't use those HOV lanes until after 10 o'clock. Do keep that in mind. I know they're relaxing the usage of those lanes, but you still can't during the day. Watch for heavy congestion as you approach Interstate 15 on the 215 westbound, beginning around Gillespie. Remember, there's only one lane available as you transition from Interstate 215 west, merging to 15 north.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with your KMZQ Sports Flash, powered by Progressive Insurance. NBA, the Lakers hosting the New Orleans Pelicans Wednesday night. The Lakers picking up their first win of the season Sunday, beating the Denver Nuggets 121-110. LeBron James with 26 points. The Clippers will be in Houston Wednesday facing the Rockets. The two teams played in L.A. on Monday, where the Clippers snapped a four-game losing skid, winning 98-93, getting 35 points from Paul George. The Raiders working out in Sarasota, Florida this week as they're gearing up for their game against Jacksonville on Sunday, a matchup of two teams in desperate need of a win. Las Vegas 2-5 after a shutout loss in New Orleans. Jacksonville is 2-6, coming off a loss to Denver in London and have dropped five in a row. Raiders have played two games without tight end Darren Waller, who's out with a hamstring injury. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with your KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670 KMZQ Talk Radio done right.
In Joe Biden's America, crime is out of control. Left-wing politicians open the prison doors. They defund the police. And anti-gun radicals like Steve Sisolak want to take away your right to self-defense. Steve supports California-style gun bans, magazine bans, and Sisolak helped criminalize the private transfer of firearms. That's why Steve Sisolak earned an F rating from the NRA. But Sheriff Joe Lombardo supports your right to self-defense. Sheriff Lombardo helped repeal Clark County's blue card handgun registration. Lombardo is a hunter, and he supports more access for hunting and shooting. Endorsed by the NRA, Joe Lombardo will defend your rights. For governor, elect Sheriff Lombardo.
Paid for by NRA Political Victory Fund. No candidate approved this communication. NRAPVF.org.
I'm Stavros Anthony, Republican candidate for Lieutenant Governor, and I hope to earn your vote this November. After spending nearly 30 years as a police captain, I know how critical it is to keep our communities and schools safe. Nothing else matters if we don't feel safe in our homes, our businesses, and in our neighborhoods. I'm running for Lieutenant Governor to keep Nevadans safe, and I'm proud to have Nevada's law enforcement and our veterans supporting my campaign. Through the years, as both a regent for our system of higher education and as a city councilman, I fought to streamline spending. spending, invest in our public safety, improve our infrastructure, and balance our budgets. Today, Democrats have a stranglehold on Carson City. Their policies have given us mass inflation, record gas prices, and rising crime. As our next lieutenant governor, I will fight for public safety, low taxes, new jobs, and a balanced state budget. I'm Stavros Anthony, candidate for lieutenant governor, and I hope to earn your vote. Learn more about my campaign at StavrosForNevada.com. This ad was paid for by Stavros for Nevada.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I tried to get this on yesterday, and we simply ran out of time. But I thought this was important to bring to you. And this is Kevin McCarthy, the House Minority Leader. He was on Sunday Morning Futures on Sunday, talking about, and this was something that has kind of bubbled up. Maybe it's the Paul Pelosi attack. I don't know. But it's bubbled up just in the last couple of days. And that is crime as maybe the key issue in the upcoming midterms. This is Kevin McCarthy from California talking about crime as a key issue in the upcoming midterms. Here it is.
You know, we have been talking about inflation, but also crime has been such an important issue for people. People are afraid to go outside their house. And now we see what has taken place in the Pelosi family. Mm. Our thoughts and prayers are with Paul Pelosi right now. Do you have any information about how the Speaker of the House, his husband, is doing right now after surgery?
Well, let me be perfectly clear. Violence or threatened violence has no place in our society. And what happened to Paul Pelosi is wrong. Having heard it, I reached out and called the speaker. She was on a plane back for her husband, so we were able to communicate by text. She did say that the surgery went well. I wanted to convey that our thoughts and prayers were with her and her family and with Paul, and we hope for him a speedy recovery, and that we're able to stop this crime across our country. Of course, this person seems deranged and others.
Yeah. It's very concerning. What can you do about all of this? You're talking about inflation. You're talking about crime. I know you've released your commitment for America, but tell me specific plans that you've got in place to get in place after the midterms and turn this situation around.
Well, you'll find in 9 days, we're going to roll out on the very next day things that we need to start happening then. You got to curtail the runaway spending to curb in inflation. You got to become energy independent. That means opening up leases. That means being greater production. You've got to take away the discouragement for people to work to get the supply chain, the productivity back in. These are all pieces of legislation. But on that very first day, we'll repeal these new 87,000 IRS agents. I think government should be here to help you, not to go after you. It's the fundamental. But the part about crime, you've got to secure your border. And Maria, you've been on the forefront of educating America what's happening down there. From people on the terrorist watch list, the numbers we've never seen coming into our country. Fentanyl that is now killing our next generation of Americans, and it's in every single community. You've got to secure that border to start out with, too. You've got to stop defunding the police. And you've got to find that these woke prosecutors, we're going to rate them so the entire society knows what they're doing based upon are they upholding the law? Because we know small crimes create very big crimes, and we're seeing it ravaging across this country. I'll be in Washington State later today, and you're watching these blue states, Washington, Oregon, New York, Connecticut, and others. Why are Republicans rising in New Hampshire as well? I think it's these policies that people are looking for some common sense, and it's not just Republicans, it's independents and Democrats, and you're watching new people joining this party and the expansion of this party in the Hispanic communities across this country. This is a real opportunity to take your country back and put us on a path where the next century will be ours.
Kevin McCarthy, the House minority currently leader, could be the House majority, could be Speaker of the House come January. I hope to God that he is. You know what it's time for now? It's time to give away a pair of tickets to the 19th annual wine experience at the Thomas and Mack Center, Saturday from 4 to 8. If you are caller number three right now, and again, you got to be 21 or over to win. All you got to do is be caller number three at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Caller number three will be our winner. And I'm so excited about this because I've been to this. I haven't been to it 19 times, but I've been to it a lot. And the Wine Experience is just one of the great events that we have in this community. And it's coming up Saturday from 4 until 8. Caller number three, though. And here's the number again, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Good luck. If you don't win today, don't worry about it. Don't sweat it. You can win tomorrow because we'll have tickets tomorrow. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Which pill will you be forced to take on November 8th? The red or the blue? Neither's going to be good for you. I've watched these two political parties drive us into $31 trillion in debt, deficit spending, inflation, gas prices, the southern border out of control, a water and electrical crisis in our midst. How much more of this can we stand? I'm with us. I'm Barry Lindemann. I'm running for the U.S. Senate. Look for Lindemann. Vote for Lindemann. You can find me at nvsenateseat.com. Paid for by Barry Lindemann, Senate candidate.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair, call now, 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086 or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair, now you know.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Did you miss out on buying the home of your dreams because rates increased? As a wholesale lender, GFL Capital Mortgage has more options to turn your dreams into reality. Our wholesale rates, fees, and process can increase with your purchasing power. So don't wait to buy just because rates are high. Marry the home while you date the loan. Call GFL Capital Mortgage today at 529-2444. Listen to our weekly show, Apt to Close, on 670 KMZQ every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Licensed by Division of Mortgage Lending. Nevada license number MB4265. NMLS number 64367.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. A lot of lawyers promise a lot of things. No fee unless we win. The consults are free. Of course they offer that stuff. All lawyers do that. But will they promise not to take more money than you at the end of your case? No. When you call me, that answer's yes. I'll never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer.
Some restrictions apply.
Hello, this is City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. In this election, we have two races for the City Council on the November ballot, Ward 6 and Ward 4. I strongly urge you to vote for Bob Beers in Ward 4 and Ray Spencer in Ward 6. Both have dedicated their careers to public service, and both stand with me in their support for law enforcement. My number one priority is to keep Las Vegas safe, and I need Bob Beers and Ray Spencer to join me on the Las Vegas City Council in order to do that. Thank you. This is paid for by V is for Victory.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Congratulations to Bruce Harris of Henderson. He just scored a pair of tickets to the 19th annual wine experience at the Thomas & Mack, 4 to 8 on Saturday. He'll have a lot of fun. He'll have a lot of fun. I can just about guarantee it. I want you to hear Laura Ingraham. If you missed her last night, she was borderline brilliant, talking about the big mistake the Dems have made leading up to the midterms. I mean, this is not a small mistake. This is a colossal mistake that the Dems have made. This was the Laura Ingraham last night on Fox News Channel.
For all the most of the rabid leftists, their bread and butter economic issues for the American people, the ones that are front in mind, that are the ones that affect us every day. And most of us are sick and tired of paying through the nose when just a few years ago life was affordable and real incomes were actually rising. According to the latest ABC News, Washington Post poll, among all voters, the economy was the top issue, with 84% saying it was highly important. This was closely followed by education and schools, with 77% calling those highly important, then inflation and crime, with 69%. High-paid campaign strategists, though, convinced Democrats that with the country on the brink of recession, flooding the airwaves with ads about abortion in January 6th, that was key to victory. No wonder the Democrats got played by the Saudis. They're that stupid. Now, trend lines in Wisconsin, in Arizona, Georgia, even Washington State and New Mexico show key races that the Democrats thought they had in the bag 2 months ago are either deadlocked or conservatives have the momentum now. In fact, the Democrats' deflect and distract strategy was such a loser that they're now having to drop boatloads of cash in New York to try to save Kathy Hochul. Of course, they can't admit the real reason that they're scrambling, right? It's their own stupid decision to hand the keys to the party to the far left, which is why it's 8 days away from election night, and the best Democrats can do is quote Liz Cheney and sputter about QAnon on cable shows that have become parodies of themselves. Only a tiny sliver of America even knows what QAnon is. But I'm telling you what, they sure as hell know that they're paying every week a lot more just to keep their car on the road and food on the table. The party of FDR and JFK, man, it's lost its way. They're stuck in a delusional time warp, hating on Trump and muttering about Charlottesville. And now they're adding the Pelosi attack to their reasons that you should keep them in office? Now, how twisted and sick is that? But it's become their stock and trade. And it's a heck of a lot easier than confronting the truth, that Americans are tired of games and they want results. 1 in 3 want the economy fixed. They want that to be the top priority. And on both the economy and gas prices, 36% of Americans trust Republicans more than Democrats. That is 12 and 14 points higher than the percentage of people who trust the Democrats on those issues. So Democrats aren't going to rebuild trust by just smearing conservatives in the aftermath of a horrible attack. And they're not going to win next week or in 2024 if they spend all their time trying to silence their opposition.
Laura Ingraham last night, really, really good on this issue. We've got a primary, a midterm election coming up 1 week from today. We'll be talking a lot about that over the course of the next 7 days. That's what it comes down to. But the key is that you have to get out and vote. I know you're going to hear a lot of stuff. Dems are up. Republicans are up. Everybody's up until they're down. Is there going to be a big red wave? I think there will be, and that's not scientific. And there's no way to know until everybody votes, until everybody's votes are counted. It's that simple. We're going to take a quick break. when we come back, exactly who is this guy, and we're not even going to mention his name, this mentally deranged guy that beat with a hammer Paul Pelosi. I mean, it's really bad stuff. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm Major Sam Peters, Republican nominee for Congress in Nevada's 4th District. It's time to send someone to D.C. that'll fight for America first in Congress. This election cycle, don't forget, Democrats gave us massive inflation, $5 gas, millions of illegal immigrants, increased crime, lies, mandates, and silence from our federal representative. Not on my watch. Send me to Congress and I'll fight for America first. I'll bring down inflation, secure our borders, and hold our government accountable. Because enough is enough. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Not only is Steve Sisolak dogged by scandal, he's soft on crime. Under Sisolak, Nevada's going to the dogs. Reduced sentences for drug traffickers and violent offenders. Failed to fund law enforcement and blames police for a spike in crime. After his anti-police policies, no wonder cops are leaving in packs. Steve Sisolak is barking mad. Paid for by the Nevada Republican Party. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.nevadagop.org.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This hour brought to you by the Libre Initiative. Let's check in with gentleman Jim Dallas. Standing by, we're still trying to figure out about this guy that took a hammer to Paul Pelosi's head. Just absolutely reprehensible behavior. In the process of being arraigned, even as we speak, in San Francisco. But the big question is, who is he and what was the motive? Was he just deranged or what?
Well, that's a good question. They're still trying to figure out what that motive might have been, whether it's political or whatever the case may be. But we're understanding per ICE, a source at the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, that the suspect –